mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mark, Paula, Alan, Tim, we're going to get to all of you in this hour. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joins us at the bottom of the hour, riding shotgun with Bob Chapman. Paul will be with us coming up in the next segment, as he is every Friday. And boy, what a great time to have him on, with all the incredible volatility, the debt ceiling, the super Congress, the Russian envoy saying NATO's getting ready to attack Iran and Syria. I mean, this is off to the races. It's all coming up in the next segment. But right now, Mark in Oregon, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good morning, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I tell you, I know it's afternoon where you're at, this morning where I'm at, they tell me. So, great day to you. Alex, in recent times you've been mentioning that you're setting up a social networking website as well as...
We can launch it now, but then I've got to launch the TV show on time. And then I'm about to announce it for beta testing for folks that want to come sign up. They can beta test it. And I'm always busy keeping the other sites up, but yes, it's coming soon.
Yes. And I was wondering... when you get time, if you can now or later, any day, give just a brief description of what your purposes and objectives are of launching the social network as well as the nightly news show. I think the social networking has great potential in itself to actually organize people to become visible to the mass media news, as it's referred to, the lesser news, and rather break into it. You know, my bailiwick has always been publicity when it comes to solutions, and I see it as a great publicity vehicle as well as the organization of people to actually get together and get out into the street for causes of liberty.
Well, I agree with you, and the problem is we built two different social networks. One we launched, and then it got all screwed up because so many members were on it, and it just didn't work well. We did another one, and then it didn't do well under load testing. The problem is it's going to be big. And so I'm always having limited personnel and always trying to finish things. And then once something gets behind, it gets behind forever. But I tell you what, after the break, as we go to Bob, I'll tell you about my plan briefly for both of those. Good to hear from you, Mark. Paula in Missouri, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Alex. I'm a first-time caller, and I want to thank you for what you do. And I did get a Aqua Rain water filter, and I've been off fluoride for a year and a half, and most of my arthritis symptoms are gone. So I thank you very much for that.
Well, that's what the medical doctors say. They say that the fact that the U.S. has record arthritis, one of the biggest contributors is the sodium fluoride in the water, because in all the studies they admit it calcifies out in the joints. But the doctors don't want to tell you that because, they're not taught that, and they have to research it themselves, and they like to make money off of treating the degenerative condition rather than curing it.
And then I had a rheumatologist wanting me to go to pain management for just OxyContin, and I said, take my name out of your database. I have nothing to do with you. So, yeah.
But listen, this isn't placebo, though. You're saying that your arthritis got a lot better when you got off fluoride.
Yeah, I was tickled pink, let me tell you. But the fibromyalgia that I have is still a problem. But I had emailed some information from a manual that I found. It's a textbook about the U.S. Constitution. It was printed in 1887.
Uh-huh.
And in there it says treaties are limited. That they cannot, I don't have it in front of me.
No, ma'am, that was always taught, and now they just lie and say, treaties supersede the Constitution, and the president can launch wars without congressional approval, and we can have a super Congress run things, and the TSA can stick their hands down your pants. But listen, send that to me again. Send it to showtips@infowars.com, because, I've actually read that a lot of places in historical documents and textbooks on the Constitution. I've sent a lot of them over the years, and that's another issue we should point out. Again, they brazenly lie to you from a fake authoritative position. They say, this is the way it is. The sun doesn't heat the earth.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear. Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Bob Chapman with us for the rest of the hour, and also riding shotgun the last 25 minutes, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of policy of the U.S. Treasury Department, former Wall Street Journal editor. Bob Chapman, of course, 50 years in the trenches, publishing the Gary Allen Report, and of course, none dare call it conspiracy, biggest private silver and gold broker for decades, lived all over the world, always a great expert to have on. And I need to cover the waterfront with him on a basic summation of the debt ceiling, the super Congress, what we're seeing inside the stock market, where gold is going, and also some of your calls interspersed. We've got to move quick here. Also, the war news. There is so much here that I want to discuss with our guests. But first, the last caller, or two callers ago, Mark in Oregon, was asking, what is your plan with the TV show? Okay. Just like Glenn Beck has his new subscriber TV show, I've had a subscriber radio/TV show for 8 years with my films and the books and everything at PrisonPlanet.tv. The TV show launches September 1st, 7 p.m. Central, 30 minutes long. There'll also be at least once a week, hour or 2 hour long InfoWars special reports. And those will be at PrisonPlanet.tv, because that's what pays for the graphics, the video people, the camera people, the researchers, all of this, because I see comments on InfoWars and Prison Planet when we'll post, hey, we just had Gerald Celente on last night, you know, to cover what's happening in the markets. And then we had Mike Adams in here about the raids on people selling papayas and watermelons and raw cheese. And then, of course, I cover government drug dealing. It's like an hour-long special report, and they're, like, complaining, going, oh, this should be free. Give it to me right now, you scum. Meanwhile, while they were saying that this morning, it was free. It was free over at the Alex Jones channel at YouTube. But you're right. I'm a bad businessman. My goal is to get the word out. PrisonPlanet.tv members, you just underwrite us. It's really a donation. You get it first. You get it live. You get it in higher quality. You get it all in one spot. And we are just going to leave PrisonPlanet.tv sometime this year or next year. It's going to stay there, but we're going to build a whole new site and a whole new platform that's going to have even more. And you notice we've added a lot to PrisonPlanet.tv. It's a great site. So you'll just get one membership and you'll have both. It's going to be a whole new news system. But it doesn't matter. I'm not procrastinating. I've been planning this nightly TV show for 5 years and never doing it because I had to move over here, get bigger, spend a year building that studio. Then you're busy doing all your other work. And so we're burning the midnight oil up here. The guys were here again until midnight. Last week they were here two nights past midnight. I've only been staying up here until 9 or 10. I mean, I went home at like 6:30 yesterday. So the point is we're working hard, and now the InfoWars special reports you're seeing are even a different studio. Those are in a roundtable format versus the news program. You haven't seen that yet. Right now you're just seeing special reports, and you'll notice we've done three of them in the last week and a half, and they're getting better and better, better graphics, better music, better information. And I'm saying I'm very impressed with the crew. And I'd like to be able to give them raises as well. So I hope that you'll go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get a membership. You can download any of the special reports, burn them to disk, get them out to whoever you want. And I know it's evil that we charge for it so we can finance it. I should be like a wizard with a top hat on and go, abracadabra, bagoomba. And then it's like a cloud city forms with pink dragons flying around and, you know, and Pinkie Pie, the winged, My Little Pony could be there too, and Skittles would fall from the sky. We would eat candy and Care Bears. It's just everything. But anyways, we have the online video bookstores, the great new InfoWars camo ball caps in, the Liberty or Death shirts that are really hot. When you buy the books and videos, that's what supports this radio broadcast. And then we can have all these other guests on who we then get the word out for as well. Show September 1st, 7 p.m. every night, 30-minute show at least. And a lot of times it'll then go into a special report section where we'll just go for another hour. Or there'll be whole other special reports. I mean, we're really up in the game against the globalist. And we are the model. We are tomorrow's network a decade ago. Now, Glenn Beck says tomorrow's network today. We are the Glenn Beck network a decade ago. And he understands that's the future, and that's great. So that's what we're doing here, and we're beating them to the punch, and because that's free market, you know, we're into winning here in the info war. So PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. Get a yearly membership, get 3 months free, and we're just adding more and more and more and more and more. Okay. Now going to Bob Chapman. Bob Chapman, great to have you here, the internationalforecaster.com. So much is going on. Before I forget, what do you think of the Super Congress? Is it a new form of government, as many people are saying? B, then let's get into the debt limit and where we're going here.
Well, I think it's unconstitutional, and we'll see. I'm not a constitutionalist attorney, but from what I know and from what I see, that's what I think it is. And why would Congress want to sit virtually mute until they decide what these 12 people decide what they're going to do? Anybody who voted against the bill is automatically disqualified by being one of the 12, and the 12 are going to make legislation. And it's sort of like a Star Chamber proceeding, perhaps, or a Soviet Politburo. Is it going to spread to other things other than just solving this debt crisis and austerity and cutting back on spending, or perhaps including tax increases. We don't know yet. And will they get involved in other legislation? Probably.
Well, Harry Reid says they will, and spending bills affect everything, so do cutting bills. But I've been getting back. The end of the filibuster in the Senate, the end of amendments. I mean, the bills are supposed to come from individual members of the House. This is completely backwards. A 12-member committee with the president as the 13th. And you pointed out a point that I saw in the news and never even covered. It's worse than I said. That's right. In Reuters, they reported that they have told also Politico that if you voted against this now, you can't be part of the super committee or even discuss things with the committee. So they're now saying that you're elected by your district, and your district that elected you has no say. This is a new form of government. And it, of course, it's absolutely unconstitutional. I mean, the Constitution says that the bills start in the House. Spending bills especially. They don't start in some star chamber, Bob, as you know.
That's right. And so I think this is a move toward eventual dictatorial government as well down the road, giving the president great power in working with these 12 individuals who were appointed. And as far as what they're going to do in relation to cuts in the costs of government remains to be seen. As we discussed before, the setting up of this committee was one of the three things they wanted to do behind the scenes, so to speak, until it became known. And the other was to cut Social Security and Medicare in whatever way that they could, so that they could get what they want done and channel the money into the areas that they want it channeled to. I mean, if you cut back in Social Security and Medicare, and let's say it's $1 million, and is half of the savings going to go to enlarge the military-industrial complex, or is it going to be used to not cut military-industrial complex back as much as you would have had to, or is it going for other pet projects? There's a whole string of things that they can do, and they're going to go wild.
Well, you're right, Bob, and looking at this, seeing what's happening in the economy, as Ron Paul has said, as you've said, as Dr. Roberts has said, as the Chi-Com said, I hate agreeing with them, we're already defaulted, debating whether it goes up or down. We're dead if we up the debt limit. We're dead if we don't, because we're not debating the 1,000-plus trillion in derivatives that we've been signed on to. So why did the stock market, why is it going crazy the last 48 hours? A, and B, is the plunge protection team involved?
Well, first of all, they're not involved in the long side, or haven't been up until perhaps an hour ago. They let the market go down. They could have stopped it. They have the power to do that. And so they wanted the market down. We'll find out a little bit later why. If you notice the pattern, the market went down. It continued this morning down a couple hundred more points. Now it's up 90 points. They continue to attack silver and gold, particularly silver, which is a much thinner market. Why? Because JPM and HSBC are short silver, and they were getting their heads handed to them again. More manipulation by government, or the people who control government and the Fed, which is JPM, GS, Citigroup, etc. And so they really took the commodities apart yesterday, too, and they had oil down to around $85, and that doesn't normally happen. If oil moves, it usually moves a dollar or two or less. And so they were in the markets big time. They let the Dow go down, but they attacked commodities and gold and silver, and now they're back and they're trying to hold it up at least temporarily.
So an attack on gold and silver. Well, if it was, it didn't work long. Well, it knocked it down like 15 bucks, and it's almost retraced its gains right there in the doldrums of summer. Now, I want to look at how they're trying to blame the Tea Party for this and what the Super Congress will do when we come back with Bob Chapman.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
All right, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is going to be riding shotgun with Bob and I for the rest of the full official broadcast. And I forgot during the break to ask Bob Chapman if he wants to stay 30 minutes into the next hour so we can get into more financial news, which will be PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com audio streams only. So we'll just ask Bob now, as I forgot. Bob, you saddled up to go 30 minutes to the next hour, or you have prior agreements?
No, I always leave time open for that. And I told you guys in there when we were on the break that, yes, I will be here.
Okay, good. See, I even forget what I asked you on the break. I was just going to ask you, and I guess they heard me mumbling, and I did ask. Good. Now, Bob, look, We've seen this. We see them rebranding now that the terror threat is mainly anti-globalist white people or folks that don't like the Federal Reserve gang raping them. And then now we saw the vice president this week and a whole bunch of others in the New York Times and Politico say, yes, the Tea Party really are terrorists and they've got terrorist tactics and they're going to blow stuff up. And we had the White House memos and advisors, let me remember a year ago, publicly saying a terror attack would sure help you, Mr. President. And we've got the very suspicious situation over in Norway, all of that. And then I heard, oh, you've got to go ahead and let us raise your taxes on the debt limit. You know, the Tea Party's holding this up for no reason when it was really all about taxes. And then now I heard it yesterday and today. It's all over the news. Well, the market crashed because the Tea Party didn't let spending go up enough when spending does go way up. And, oh, my gosh, the Tea Party causes. So I see them putting the Star Chamber in place, the Committee of 13, getting them in place there. And then as things get really bad, as you and others have predicted in the fall, that's right when their power will be in full swing. And now they're in control of new banker bailouts, new stimuluses, new systems. I think we're going to be in for absolute highway robbery come the fall. They're lining up new wars. I think we're going to see this super Congress really power grab in the fall and blame, kind of like they blame smooth hauling for putting tariffs in after the damage had already been done and we were imploding. They put them in after the crash already began, and then they blame them for it. Bob, break that down.
That's a good take on that, and it's something that has always disturbed me. And that was offset not too long ago by Mr. Bernanke, who admitted that the depression was caused by the lack of money and credit in the economy. They just froze everything up and brought it on. And they've admitted that. And that was the cause, not smooth hardly, not tariffs. And even the tariffs that they put on were really minuscule. And then everybody else put their tariffs on. So it was like a tariff banquet. And if you put 4% on this, well, the country down the way put 4% on this also. And so much of it neutralized each other. And so you're absolutely right. Another instance of blaming something on something else that had very little, if nothing, to do with what happened. And the control that they have of the media is really astounding. Everything they want brought on in great amounts, and you were referring to the Tea Party group or movement, and that's what they were doing. They have to have somebody to blame for what they were doing. And so we have to counter that by telling the people, no, that isn't the way it happened. This is the way it happened. This is what they wanted to do.
It's exactly. It's not the Federal Reserve that did this. It's not the $27 trillion in banker bailouts that did all of this. It's not globalism or the derivatives or any of it. No, it's now all of us who want to not increase taxes and want to cut spending and want to get our house back in order. It's all our fault, Bob. We did all this.
From their point of view, you're absolutely right. And they will continue to do that. And we have to fight fire with fire, truth with truth. And that's what we're going to do. And believe me, we're getting heard all over the world. I did 5 foreign interviews in the last 6 or 7 days. And I don't call them, they call me, or they email me. And so there's a great thirst for the truth all over the world, everywhere. And I think it's wonderful. And you in particular and others are supplying the truth that these people need to understand what their problems are.
Well, it's asinine that the establishment media has been wrong on everything, not because they're dumb, because they're misleading people. We've been incredibly accurate. And then they turn around and try to blame those of us who are actually addressing the real problem. But that's classic. Just like they're going to stage terror attacks and blame it on us as well. And this is what's coming. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safol natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Okay, here's the deal. I want to talk to all of you. We may have time to jam some of your calls in during the last 30 minutes of the official broadcast with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and Bob Chapman riding shotgun in the wings with us, both great financial experts who predicted everything that's now unfolded. That's why they're here. And then we're going to do 30 minutes of overdrive. It'll be prisonplanet.tv only and InfoWars.com audio stream only. Quite frankly, it's up on the satellite. Some stations do actually carry it. So that's going to be happening. We will get to those calls then, one way or another, even if the water rises over Bear Creek, as they say. Now, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts has written a host of new articles. He's got one dealing with the entire Bin Laden hoax and the fact that there is now some mainstream news breaking on that, and those his article on that is at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and on many other great news sites around the world. And then we're going to get into the economy and his view on what's happening with that with Bob in a moment. But before we go to our guest, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made today's radio show possible. One of them is PureWaterFreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit PureWaterFreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower and bath filters. The reverse osmosis system is just amazing and cuts out almost everything, including radioactive isotopes lovingly raining down from Japan. All their filters are made in the USA. Check out their banners at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com or PureWaterFreedom.com today to take control of your water and health freedom. And lastly, Interfood is a revolutionary 100% organic green superfood energy drink with powerful nutrition for better health, energy, mental clarity, and immune system support. It was even voted best superfood by our great friend Mike Adams from Natural News. I know my wife takes it. Rob Jacobson takes it. They swear it's the best green food out there because it's composed of nearly 50% chlorella, spirulina, kelp, and dulse. It just has so many incredible superfoods in it, 20 total. Give them a call today at 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, or visit them on their website at interfood.com. So we've got for the next 25 minutes till the end of the hour, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, best-selling author, former editor of the Wall Street Journal, former head of policy department of Treasury under Reagan, the father of Reaganomics, who has laid out the fact that we've offshored our economy, and so nothing is going to fix it. And until that's discussed, we have no hope. And talked about, of course, the debt ceiling being a discussion of rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. We're going to get into that with him and what's happened in the markets and get Bob Chapman's take and have Bob ask some questions or have these two gentlemen converse. I think it's interesting to have the two together. But first, this Bin Laden development in New Yorker magazine. Very, very interesting. And then we'll dovetail that with Russian envoy. NATO is planning attacks on Syria and Iran next. We'll get Dr. Paul Craig Roberts' take on that. Doc, good to have you here with us.
Thanks, Alex.
So let's get into your latest column. It's very interesting.
Well, Alex, you know, the New Yorker published this story that was planted, I think, on the journalist by sources who claim to know about the killing of Bin Laden. And it's obviously a fairy tale. I think it had a purpose, which was to sort of explain why the SEALs killed Bin Laden instead of capturing him. And the explanation given was that the U.S. government didn't want any detainees. and then it was to give an explanation of why they dumped his body in the ocean instead of producing the evidence. And the answer was, well, that's the way the SEALs have disposed of other victims. And it was just what they did. But before they did it, they called up some Saudi intelligent official somewhere and got his approval. So obviously it's just some sort of repeat of the story that we were told earlier after they finally changed it a dozen times and put it together. And the question that I raised was, why didn't the New Yorker send somebody to interview the Pakistani who watched the whole thing from the roof of his house next door to the alleged compound of Bin Laden and who was interviewed on Pakistani television? And I watched the interview, but I couldn't understand the language. But someone had put an English translation running along the bottom of the video in script. And what he was saying was that, well, there were three helicopters. One landed. About a dozen people got out, went in the house. A few minutes later, they came back, got in the helicopter, and as it lifted off, it blew up, and they were all killed. And I saw the bodies all over the place and pieces of bodies, and we went down, and the Pakistani military came and shoot us off. Well, the U.S. government acknowledges it lost a helicopter, but it claims nobody was injured. Somehow they crashed.
By the way, to back you up, they have had major Arabic-speaking news outfits have translated that, and that is true. And other witnesses said there was a guy that lived there for years, and he looked like Bin Laden, but it wasn't Bin Laden. They never produced the wives they say they grabbed. There wasn't the shootout, the human shield. There wasn't, the Islamic law, burial at sea. It's all just the fake Situation Room photos that we said were fake, now admitted to be fake. I mean, it's just absolutely asinine that this is going.
Well, they started it all over again, and it's now in the New Yorker. I wish somebody would translate this broadcast of the interview with Bashir because it's freely available on YouTube. And there must be somebody who knows the language that can confirm what he's actually saying. Now, if he's saying what I read on the translation, in other words, the English translation I saw wasn't a hoax, then we have a totally different story. from what the government has told us. And you would think that the intelligence committees of Congress would be interested, that somebody in the media would be interested, even the New Yorker, because they publish from time to time Cy Hurst. I mean, he could go over there and interview the guy and find out what happened, and then we could have maybe a bit of truth get out instead of all these fairy tales.
Well, I think what I'm getting from this is you've had respect for the New Yorker in the past, and they have broken a lot of big things. Cy Hurst did break that Dick Cheney wanted to attack our own ships, 5 years ago, and blame it on the Iranians with fake patrol boats. He exposed Operation Phoenix and the torture in Vietnam. But let me tell you, this is for Obama, though, and we know they're big Democrats over there, so they seem to only break stuff on Republicans. Very partisan outfit. So, Dr. Roberts, I would advise that you not hold your breath because, you know, we need you. I don't think you're going to get that out of them.
No, I won't hold my breath. Somebody could very easily translate the language interview and put it up so that we would have it.
Let me briefly get Bob Chapman's take on this. And instead of Alex Jones asking a question about the economy, I'll have Bob throw one at you, and you guys can go back and forth. Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. Bob, you got any comments on the whole Osama bin Laden rabbit trick?
Well, I think it's a rewrite, just like Mr. Roberts said. And I think they continue to try to redo the mistakes that they've made. They made a terrible mess out of it, especially for someone who's been deceased for some time. And they just made a mess of it again. As far as the economy is concerned, I would like to get the take of Mr. Roberts on has QE3 started, or when do you think it will? I have my ideas, and what do you think?
Well, you know, Bob, they might start at this time without telling us, but I don't see how
they
can
already
avoid it.
Well, notice he said months ago he wouldn't do it, and now they say, well, we may have to, but there's every indicator they're still monetizing debt, aren't they?
Well, I don't know. You know, right now, what we do know is they used up yesterday 60% of their new debt ceiling increase. So I think the problem that the government faces is it's got more crises than it's aware of. And it's thinking that it just has some sort of a deep recession, but they're thinking in the normal terms of a post-war recession where workers are laid off from jobs that still exist and could be called back to work if the government can pump up demand enough, can create enough new aggregate demand. They're still thinking in that model. You see it, for example, in Paul Krugman, who says that we could recover if the government would just run a bigger deficit. And then they have another problem on top of that they do recognize, and that is that they've got an ongoing financial crisis. No one really knows the true state of the banks and whether they're solvent or not. But what they don't understand is they have let offshoring destroy the economy, and there are no jobs to call people back to work to.
Well, isn't this the banksters thinking that their fiat paper derivative economy is a real economy? I mean, at the end of the day, you can't eat that paper, and you just mentioned it. Here's French news agency 2 days ago. Explain this to me. U.S. borrowing tops 100% of GDP. The day they lifted it, U.S. debt shot up $238 billion to reach 100%. Of gross domestic product of the government's debt ceiling was lifted. Treasury figures showed Wednesday. Treasury borrowing jumped Tuesday. The data showed immediately after President Obama signed into law increases in the debt ceiling. So as you just said, this isn't saying they gobbled up most of it. It says they gobbled it all up immediately.
Well, I think what the French is saying is that the debt increased enough that it's now equal to the gross domestic product. And of course, the gross domestic product may be falling, and it may be overstated because they've been understating inflation. And if you understate inflation, it looks like you've got more than you've got. I think, Alex, that during World War II, the debt was actually a larger share of the gross domestic product than right now. But there is a big difference in that we now have, during World War II, we didn't have an offshored economy. The economy was still there.
And so going into debt in the 4 years was building the real physical economy. So at the end of it, we were the kings of the earth.
So now we have the economy. It's in Japan and India and Indonesia and wherever. So you can't revive that economy by printing money and running deficits. And I don't think the policymakers or the economics profession have caught on to that. And the dilemma they have, and I think Bob would agree with this, is that they're trying to have quantitative easing and flood the system with money. It's not causing inflation, as you would expect, because it's staying in the banks. When it gets back to the banking system, it halts. They're not using the reserves to create a lot of new loans. And so we're not having as high a rate of money creation in the overall economy as the Fed is creating. And so we're not having inflation in that way. But all this outpouring worries the rest of the world about the dollar because they hold all their central bank reserves and dollars. And they see all this, and so the dollar is taking the hit, and the inflation we get comes in from the fall in the exchange value of the dollar. I looked today, and it looked like the Swiss franc had made another new high against the dollar. The mighty dollar is now worth 76 Swiss cents. So the inflation we get is coming in from the dollar's loss of exchange value. And so now they're faced with, you can't support the dollar and save the dollar and also bail out the banks, monetize the Treasury's debt. So which are they going to choose? They're going to have one crisis, and then when that crisis becomes clear, they'll try to do the opposite, and then the other crisis will come.
So it's like a balancing act in a cartoon where you've got 100 different plates and pots in your hand. It's only a matter of time till it falls. But Bob Chapman, your take on what he's saying.
Well, I agree with all of it. I think it can't be understated, the free trade, globalization, offshoring, outsourcing has cost us 11.7 million jobs in almost 11 years. 440,400 companies have moved out of the country. And without those kinds of manufacturing, we can never, ever recover. And so how do you change that? We need legislation, which would put tariffs on goods and services so that we can play in a level playing field. Now, you'll see every day Japan's in the market because their currency's too strong, so they're trying to make it weak. The Swiss just did the same thing. They've been both unsuccessful. For those who want stronger currencies, I think eventually a lot of that money is going to go into gold, maybe silver as well. And so what we have is an economy that even if it wanted to, couldn't recover. And at the same time, as Mr. Roberts said, the banks, are holding gugobs of money, $2 trillion onshore. Actually, it's a little higher than that. And they're not using it.
Well, that was my next question. What's this statement today that big banks in the U.S. are going to start charging people, including big institutions, charging them to hold their cash? I thought that was only the case in money laundering. Dr. Roberts?
I don't know why they're doing it. You know, Switzerland did that back in the 80s when gold was up and the dollar was having trouble because so much foreign money was pouring into Switzerland at the time. It was driving the franc too high. So in the way you put money in Switzerland then was you opened a bank account. And so they would charge you if you put your dollars there. I don't know what the banks here are doing it for. Maybe they're just desperate for fees and money, and maybe they realize that people with big holdings don't trust the stock market and realize that the bond market might be the next to tumble, and so they're stuck in cash, so they're going to...
Let me throw this out real quick, because we're going to break, and we're going to come back and see where this is going with Dr. Roberts, and then we'll continue on with Bob Chapman. Why do you think the Italian government has rated Moody's and S&P, the rating agencies, in Italy?
I don't know about that. Ask Bob.
I don't either, but I can tell you that they would be trying to coerce them. Just back to the charging of interest on large deposit, they want to drive that money into the treasury market. That's my take on it.
Yeah.
So they want to force folks out of just sitting in bank accounts and to prop up treasury so the Fed doesn't have to monetize it, because they claim they're going to cut back on that. Okay, I want to see where Dr. Roberts thinks this economy is going, and then we'll get a final comment in the hour from Bob Chapman. Then Bob will stay with us 30 more minutes. We'll be right back on the other side. Stay with us.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like old Bandit Run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal.
Here's the latest headlines. China debt ceiling lift unlikely to save U.S. economy. Eating maize grain in April, being lectured by the Chinese. I mean, what have we let these foreign bankers do to us? Italy to take up balanced budget amendment. Stock market shooting up and down. Now it's plunging again. We'll be covering come up in the next 30 minutes. It's just so crazy. Two-year Treasury yield drops. Dr. Roberts, I remember 3 years ago you said, well, if we don't turn this around, we'll basically be at where we've now come to in 3 years. So where, if this continues, and clearly they're not changing the policies. You know, we always talk about solutions. They don't care. They like what's happening. It's consolidating power. Now, you're saying, well, they just must be idiots. But at the end of the day, I mean, they're not complete morons, so they're all making record bonuses in these big mega banks. So where is this going? Where does this course we're on right now with this mad captain take us?
To the third world. We'll be a third world country in another 12, 15 years. And that's where we're going. That's what I predicted at the beginning of this new century. And there's no departure from that course. It's going to be a third world economy. And there are a lot of villains in who will be responsible. And as you say, they seem to be happy with it, but I still maintain they don't understand what's going on, or they don't understand enough of what's going on.
Well, a lot of them talk about a post-industrial world and how great, you know, the recession's been to cut carbon footprint. And I go to Whole Foods and half the magazines for the sandaled trendies is about how great it is to be poor and how America needs to fall apart. I think you underestimate just how wicked these people are.
Yeah, but they don't benefit from destroying a powerful economy where they have huge stakes. So that's why I...
No, I understand. If they have America captured, why would they want to destroy it? Because the globalists hate us that much. I mean, they can't help it. They'd rather...
Well, I think, Alex, this is self-inflicted. This is self-inflicted. It was Wall Street and the big retailers that drove the American industry offshore and hired all the name economists to call it globalism and say that we were benefiting and to pretend it's free trade. And so it's domestically. And it was Bush and Cheney who launched us on these interminable wars. You know, we've been at war now for 10 years. They've wasted more on these wars than they hope to recover from the debt limit deal.
You mean they launched kinetic actions of peace, sir?
Yeah, right. And so they're caught between an unfunded military budget, a deteriorating tax base. You know, every time a job is offshored, the income, the tax base, the GDP goes with it. And as Bob says, the main problem is to keep financing a massive deficit that's not going away. In fact, as I said the other day, the deficit projections will have to be reissued before long. And because the economy is falling down again, they're going to be larger. They're going to be bigger deficits. And so they've got to finance these deficits. And so how are they going to do it? There's not enough world savings to do it. The Chinese and Japanese.
So bottom line, we're falling apart. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, author of War of the Worlds, How the Economy Was Lost. Thank you. See you back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. We're going into overdrive, internet only.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.